This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
The way I always do. All right, welcome back to it on a Monday. Serious conversation here that we visit on occasion. The conversation is about suicide, and in this case, youth suicide in America. There's a study. A study here that's been put out that said one of the factors in teen suicide rate is the availability of firearms. Study says it's contributing to the increase in actual number of suicides. My next guest is Richard Hayes, attorney, former felony prosecutor with a lot of background and litigation experience. And Richard, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So this study says that there's a correlation between gun ownership and suicide rates. And yet, as I look around and do some background on this, suicide rates all over the country since 1999 are up 30% in America. Just a dramatic upturn in suicides in America in general. We haven't gotten 30% more guns since 1999. So there might be a correlation, but there's also a bigger problem. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, and I'll start with this. Statistics don't lie, but statisticians do. And you're exactly right. These are correlation studies, not causation studies. And your listeners are smart enough to know the difference. It's the same argument we see when people link crime waves to temperatures outside or ice cream sales. You know, it's not because people are eating ice cream. It's because criminals prefer to commit crime when it's warm outside. So you're exactly right. It is a correlation study and not a causation study.
Well, access to firearms would certainly make it easier if somebody is contemplating suicide and they know they can go get a gun somewhere. It makes the point between A and B much shorter, doesn't it?
It does, but I'll tell you, and you don't need a Second Amendment expert or an attorney to tell you this, the presence of an inanimate tool in your house doesn't make someone, you know, just walking along say, hey, I think I'm going to kill myself right now. That's not the case. The study also shows an increase in non-firearm-related suicides when there's a firearm present in the household. And that's a very difficult statistic for them to explain. So and going back to what you said earlier, the number of households with firearms has essentially stayed the same. So we know something else is at work here.
Actually, I think the number of households with firearms has decreased. The number of total firearms in America has increased, but the total number of households with firearms has decreased slightly in that same time period, if I'm reading my numbers right, and I am. So the number of firearms went up dramatically. I mean, Barack Obama was the greatest gun salesman in history. He may not take credit for that, but he should. And as a result, there are more guns in circulation, but in just a few less households percentage-wise. So we have more guns around than we've ever had in America. Crime rates are down. Suicide rates are increasing. But the point you make is they're increasing everywhere. In fact, in New York City, they went up 28.8% in that same time frame. 28.8%. Now, having said that, the highest suicide rate in America is North Dakota at 57.6% per 100,000, which is a startling number, to say the least. What do you make of it?
Exactly right. And the number of households with guns, I mean, relative to the suicide rate, you know, just speaking generally, it doesn't keep up with the suicide rate. So there's a lot of other factors that the Boston University did not take into account that are much more likely to be causes here: loneliness, mental health, lack of addiction treatment, cyberbullying, you know, lack of family structure. There's a whole heck of a lot of different factors that they do not account for.
You know what I see here, because the state with the second highest youth suicide rate, it goes from North Dakota to Vermont. What those two states have in common is that they're very rural. They're not very urbanized states, so you have a lot of, and you mentioned drugs and so forth. I know from my travels in this country, when you get to some of these smaller towns, backwoods places in Montana or Alaska or North Dakota, there's a lot of methamphetamines, a lot of drugs on those back roads. A lot of, you know, loneliness, depression, anxiety, fueled by illicit drugs, which have made it all the way to the back roads of America, and that's not helping either, is it?
No, and more likely to be the most, you know, the contributing factor in these cases. And they're looking at gun laws, and there's an implicit message in all of this, that if we don't have guns, then the teen suicide rate would go away. And if you want guns, you must hate teens because you want them to kill themselves or something. That can be the only message that a person could take away from something like this. But, like I said earlier, if they're not taking into account non-firearm-related suicides, if someone commits suicide in a household and they don't use a firearm, they were still grouped into this study.
Because there were guns in the house.
Sense. Correct.
I got you. So that makes it a flawed study, too. I agree with you on that. You know, if the firearm is used, and therefore because the firearm is used, the numbers are going up, that would be okay, that'd be a conversation to have. But if there's a suicide and you're only counting it because it's a household that owns guns, then that's not a correlation at all.
Not really. And it's the same thing. We see this in their playbook over and over, the gun grabbers. They use disingenuous studies and reach flawed conclusions. It's the same thing we saw with the school shooting study from last year. And they grouped into account people who had negligent or accidental discharges while cleaning their gun if they were within a certain distance of the school.
Now, right.
Those two things, that's not a school shooting.
No, it's not.
It got lumped into those statistics.
Well, that's exactly right. We've seen the deal where a guy pulls into a school parking lot and commits suicide, and they call that a school shooting. He was neither in the school nor associated with the school nor had any threat to the school, and yet they call that a school shooting. That's disingenuous. It's dishonest, and that's the problem with these statistics. Is that there's dishonest evaluation. I mean, apply some common sense, you know, and look at how it would play out, and then you'd have a school shooting. A kid that commits suicide at home while attending a local high school, also not a school shooting, and yet they get lumped in, don't they?
They do. And for the gun grabbers, you know, if they see someone who, or if they see an epidemic like teen suicide, and they see, hey, you know, just give up your right to go shoot paper targets for practice on the weekend, and you'll save some lives. You know, that's where they're coming from. You know, they see this as a hobby, whereas, you know, people who cherish the Second Amendment, we look at it as a right to self-preservation given to us by God. It's going to be difficult for us to agree.
Where do you think we go from here? Because the gun grabbers are never going to change their tune. You know, Dianne Feinstein, among others out there with their updated assault weapons ban already introduced, coming around last week in the Senate, more gun grabbing ideas in the House. The state of Oregon trying to limit to just 20 rounds the amount of ammunition you can buy each month. I mean, they've got clever new ideas all the time. And I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, this is, you're doing exactly what we need to do, is raise awareness, because they are not resting, and we can't do it either. You know, the assault weapons ban that was just introduced is an absolute insane piece of legislation. If you have a semi-automatic rifle with a detachable magazine and one feature, including a pistol grip, that firearm would be banned. It is the most overreaching piece of legislation I've ever seen. If you have a handgun that has an automatic variant, it would ban. That's no more Glock, no more 1911. I mean, these people just can't be stopped. So,
Richard Hayes, we got to leave it right there. Good conversation. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
Quick break on the Steve Gerber Show. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you, not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume. yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
It's the hospital where your children were born, the elementary school where they learned the basics, the football stadium where you made memories together, and the boundless skyscraper where they took the big job. For over five decades, the members of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan have been building Michigan communities, and they've done this based on the all-American principles of hard work and competition, providing Michigan families with quality buildings to create timeless memories. To learn how you can help build Michigan, visit abcmi.com.